the main points. The Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, will preside over the ceremony to hand over the keys to the new National Assembly complex by Chinese officials to Cameroon as representative of the head of state Paul Biya in Yaoundé this Saturday. A renowned anti-apartheid writer and activist jailed for his beliefs in South Africa in the 1970s dies at the age of 85. The fifth edition of the Guinness Women's Super League in Cameroon kicks off this Saturday with two matches programmed. Eight newly appointed ambassadors to Cameroon have presented their credentials to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, marking the start of their diplomatic role in the country. A new ambassador is recognized as the representative of his or her nation only after the formal ceremony in which he or she presents the letter of credence to the head of state. Unity Palace correspondent Aminken Edward reports.
Six ambassadors designate and two high commissioners on diplomatic mission to Cameroon from the Russian Federation, Israel, the Kingdom of Belgium, India, the Confederation of Switzerland, Côte d'Ivoire, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and Gabon. All friendly countries with whom Cameroon shares a long-standing and very excellent bilateral relations. At exactly 2:20 p.m., the Chief of State Protocol, Simon Pierre Bikele, welcomed His Excellency, Georges Tudoua, Ambassador Designate of the Russian Federation to Cameroon. With calculated steps, he paid a deserved reverence to the Presidential Guard of Honor under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Chakunte Chapong Cedric. Next in line was the Israel Ambassador Designate, Amnon Kalmar, who will henceforth oversee activities along the diplomatic corridors between Yaoundé and Tel Aviv. He was closely followed by the Ambassador Designate of the Kingdom of Belgium, Alain Leroy, then the High Commissioner Designate of India, Vijay Kanduja, and the Lone Lady of the List, Madame Nathalie Colli, who is the Ambassador Designate of the Confederation of Switzerland. Also on the roll call of arrivals at the Unity Palace today were the Ambassador Designate of Côte d'Ivoire, Philbert Glegros, Kwasi Yao, that of Saudi Arabia, Ibrahim Hamid Ngamedi, and the High Commissioner Designate of Gabon, Anthony Minko Minlame. Phase two of the ceremony took place at the third floor of the Unity Palace for the traditional ritual of the presentation of letters of accreditation. One after the other, the different heads of diplomatic mission, eight in number, presented their letters of accreditation to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in a very solemn ceremony that espoused all diplomatic protocols. At the end of the presentation of the letters of credence, they left the Unity Palace in order of arrival, this time around as ambassadors, extraordinary and plenipotentiary, representing their respective countries in Cameroon. A very colorful ceremony was witnessed by some close aides of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, notably the Minister of External Relations, Lejeune Mbelambela, the Minister of State Secretary General at the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, and the Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Mvondo-Ayulu.
Aminken Edward. The keys to the new National Assembly complex will be handed over by Chinese officials to Cameroon at the Esplanade of the edifice in Guayaquil, Yaoundé, today. The Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly, will preside at the event as representative of the head of state, Paul Biya. Few hours to the much-awaited event, preparations are at fever pitch at the magnificent edifice, fruit of Sino-Cameroon cooperation. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batetato Ekwe was there. She gauges the level of preparedness and now reports.
Saturday's inaugural ceremony promises to be a grandiose one, with about 1,500 people awaited. A cream of personalities from the nation's political capital and beyond have been convened to witness the handing over of the keys of the new National Assembly complex. Deputy Speaker Honorable Mary Muyali Meboka was part of the supervisory team that was at a complex this afternoon.
When you look at the whole environment, you see us floating the flag of Cameroon, floating the flag of China. The whole place is looking so beautiful, so colorful, showing that we are really ready for tomorrow's event.
Preparations at all levels have been on course, with about 10 committees at work. Honorable Cabral Libi is coach of the Communication Committee.
We are well prepared. All the commissions are working very well. All the steps are respected. God will help us.
Rapporteur General Ekema Emmanuel Ikine says all is set to guarantee optimal coverage of the event.
We have been working day and night to make sure that the event is highly communicated across the national territory. Give accreditation to media organs that will cover the event. So we are going to use all communication means available to make sure that this event is highly communicated.
The ceremony will be presided at by the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, in the capacity of personal representative of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in the presence of the Vice President of the Permanent Committee of the Chinese National Assembly, Zhang Qingwei, who is already in the country.
The Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Supreme State Audit, Mba Acha Rose Fomundang, has distributed farm inputs plus gifts to farmers, orphanages, and the less privileged in the Momo Division of the Northwest Region. This was during a visit to Mbengui yesterday at the end of her stay in the division. Our Northwest Regional Correspondent, Cordy Ndofuku Olivier, asked Minister Mba Acha Rose Fomundang to assess her trip to Mbengui. Hear her.
The love for my people, that's all, and that should keep fighting for normalcy to come back. I've always come. Every year I come to them. The separatists shot on my convoy because I was coming to see them, because I didn't want to give the impression that I neglected them. And so I came to tell them that nobody should come now, to give them few books and so on, and they start singing his praise. Where have they been all this time? And to let them know that the CPDM is the winning party. To let them know that it is President Paul Biya who gave me the permission to come here. And because he loves them, they should also love him. And that we should continue to be in peace. Let the children go to school. I even said the children should go to school in their uniforms. Because the SDO here told me that for the past 2 years, there's been no gunshot heard in Mbengui. So why are the children not in uniform? They should massively go to school and in uniform. And continue preaching to those in the bushes to come out. Because some of us, those in the bushes were born of women. The women are there. Their relatives are there. Their friends are there. They should keep preaching that they should come out.
CRTV News. Out of the country, the renowned anti-apartheid writer and activist Brenton Bash, jailed for his beliefs in South Africa in the 1970s, has died at the age of 85. He passed away in his sleep with his wife Yolande by his side in Paris. The dissident poet, novelist and painter was an immense activist, militant against apartheid. He fought for the better world until the end. In sports, the fifth edition of the Guinness Women's Super League will start today with two matches programmed. Itambong will host the defending champions FC Ebolova in the first match at the University of Bamenda Stadium, while the Guinness Siku that pits Amazon FAP against Vision Football will kick off at 3 p.m. To end the news, once more, the main points. The Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, will represent or preside over the ceremony to hand over the keys to the new National Assembly complex by Chinese officials to Cameroon as representative of the head of state Paul Biya in Yaoundé this Saturday. A renowned anti-apartheid writer and activist, jailed for his beliefs in South Africa in the 1970s, dies at the age of 85. The fifth edition of the Guinness Women's Super League in Cameroon kicks off this Saturday with two matches programmed. That ends the 6:30 edition with Ngu Henry.